Weiter in Shas. We are in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Beis. Picking up on Nun Beis, about halfway, no, a third of the way down by the Mishnah. It's like the Heilige Mishnah. We're now talking about Sreifa. Let's move on to burn, baby, burn. Mitzvahs and Srafin says the Gimud, he says the Mishnah. What they did is they would put the person who's Chayiv Sreifa into manure up until his knees. Rashi Shalis, so you shouldn't flip and flop this way and that. Vatipa psila a basar umibachutz, and this wick of lead that we're going to burn him with won't fall into his skin. So back to the Gemara. And they took this soft sudr and they put inside of it a very hard sudr, a kerchief, and the scarf, and they would wrap it around his neck. And each one of the Adam would pull from opposite directions until he would open up his mouth. They would light up the psila, the wick. Rashi's Gemara refers psila shel aver. It was made of lead. Madlik means matich. So it was molten lead. And it's called a psila, but there would be this liquid form of lead that boiling that would pour down their throats. So domatic is a psila, vazar called tochpiv, and they throw into his mouth, meaning down his throat. Vyrod is tochmeyav, chomeres as bini amayav, and they would go ahead and it would go into his stomach and it would burn his insides. Rashi says, loshon chamar moro me'ai kevatsis, would like shrivel up. Abiyudomer af mubes biyadam. If they end up dying in their hands, if they choke him to death and they're not mekayim the mitzvah as they're supposed to, Rashi says, ein chonkin osob sudrin, they don't strangle him with the sudr. Daf who im haya meis biyadam, aydechanikasim kodin zukas apsila, lo hayu mekayim in mitzvah sreifa, would not be mekayim the mitzvah of sreifa. And Rashi says, afu lishna ba'almahu, klamer im yachaniku, meaning if they did that, afu yomas biyadam vizu sreifa. Back in the Gemara, so lo hayu mekayim in mitzvah sreifa, ela posechas piv mitzvah, v'shalob atavasa. So the Buddha says, they don't do it like that, because we're worried, maybe they're going to go ahead and they're going to choke him to death. So therefore what they do is they get these tongs, and they put it into his mouth, and they open up against his will, and they let up this psila, and the same thing, and they go and they burn him up. So the machlokas was whether or not they put the scarves on the deck and they pulled it open to his mouth open, or they would just go ahead and put these tongs in and force it open. There's a story about a bas kohen who was mezana. What they do, and they wrapped her up in branches, they burned her to death, and that's the way it should be done. That's a mistake. You're talking about stukim. Rashi says stukim hayu shein lahem gzera shava ela kra kimashmo. They go by pasha pshat of the pasuk. They don't have toidish about pet to explain it. That's the Heilige Gemara. My psila, what does it mean? Psila amar of masa psila shel avar. Like we said, it was made out of lead. Okay, now we know. Where do we learn this from? That this is how it's done. I see a sreifa, sreifa. Me as Korach, they learn a gzeirah shava sreifa, sreifa from Korach. Says Rashi, k'siv hacha be'esh tisareif, k'siv hasam asher hikrivu asrufim. Malaholin guf kayim lekamen parach minalan. Just like over there, the body was upheld; it was just the insides that got burnt. Here too, the body's fine, and the inside get burnt. And one's going to ask where to know that from. Back in the world, I see a sreifa, sreifa. Me as Korach, malaholin sreifa and shama of a guf kayim. Just like over there, it's mazeh guf anishama. Right, so of kan sreifa is the shama, the burn. The shaman got burned up. The guf kaim, the guf is upheld. Rabbi Elazar Amir, Rabbi Elazar says, no, we learn from here. Asa Sreifa, Sreifa, Bidi Aaron. We learn from the sons of Aaron. Navada Naviu. That whatever she says, Yifku Esa Sreifa. Says Gemara, Bala, Holon Sreifa, the shaman of guf kaim, Afkan, Sreifa, the shaman of guf kaim. In fact, Gemara, Mandi Olafand is Korach Minole. The one who learns it from Korach, where does he learn out that they actually burned inside internally? The pasuk says, "Eis machtos achatoyim ha'ila b'nafshosam." The machtos are the fire pans of the ones that did the sins with their souls. Shenishmasa nisrefas v'gufkayim, meaning that their neshama was burnt up, but their body stayed intact. V'idach and Rabbi Lazar, why does he learn it out from Korach? Ahi sreifa mamish. He says, no, that was actually a straight up burner. Rashi says, lo matzil meil of gufkayim me'osam. Can't learn out gufkayim from there because they actually got totally burnt up. Rashi says, continuing to come on parach of the heavy sreifa mamish. So why don't we learn out like that? V'leil of sreifa is based in minev tavim mamish. You say that they have all burned up. Let's learn it out from there. That was in the Gemara. So back in the Gemara. Ahi sreifa mamish. My benaf shosam. What does it mean? This is benaf shosam with their souls. Shen ischayvu sreifa iskenaf shosam. The reason I give ischayv sreifa is because of the dealings with their body. Rashi says achanufa sachila v'shtia hanechneses benaf shosam. Because what happened was, Right. So it's, I mean, not the gufa, the nefesh. It was from the food that they ate that entered into them, right, of the Hanifa, because Korach, how did he get them involved? The way that he got everyone involved in his rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu was he gave them good food, good drink, and he enticed them to come. So the Nishchai Shtreifel Iskin Afsosam, Kidr Reish Lakish, Tamar Reish Lakish, Mayat Echsev, what do you mean it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Bechanfei Lage Ma'og, Chorach Alay Shinemo, with flattery and mockery for the sake of a loaf, he gnashed his teeth at me, Veshul Hanufa Shech, Hanifa Lakorach, Eskei Ligima, because of the flattery that they did to Korach, because of food, of eating, Charek Aleim Sar Shel Gehenna Mishinov, the chief of Gehenna, aka the Satan, he gnashed his teeth at them, right? So he brought those people by giving them good food and good stuff like that, and then they joined his forces. And that's what they were chayv. Says the Gemara, Frek the Gemara. The Gemara asks, Uman do yalef b'nei Aaron minale? You want to learn it from b'nei Aaron? Where do you know that they were burned internally? The Chassid, the Pasuk says, Vayivmusu lefnei Hashem, they died in front of Hashem. Ke'ein misa, it's like a regular misa. They died. Just like a regular misa, the neshama leaves, but the inside of the body is totally fine. So to hear the inside was, the outside's fine. The inside was what got burned up, the outside was fine. V'idach, it's wise in the other man, Dharma, say he learns that from the b'nei Aaron. No, who say from Mamashav? He says, nah, that was straight up burned up. Right? Says, ha'af aguf. It started from internal, but then it went out to external as well. So he said, "Famamish havi umai d'chsev v'yamusu." What do you mean? It says v'yamusu, which seemingly was saying they died like a natural death, and the inside got burnt, the outside was fine. The Tanya, what do we do with that? Daniel's in a brisa. Amar Abba Yosef Rabbi Dustai Omer Shtei Chutmin Shal Eish Yatsim Abeis Kodesh Kedoshim. There were these two things of fire came out of the Kodesh Kedoshim when they got involved and bringing the Ketores when they shouldn't have. The Bnei Aaron, and what happened? V'nechlechu l'arba, and it's split into four. V'nechlechu sh'tayim b'chot b'shel zeh, and two into this one's nose of sh'tayim b'chot b'shel zeh, and two into this one, usrafam, and then it burnt them on the inside. I v'chsiv v'toch osam, but it says a fire consumed them. Osam v'lo b'gdeyem, it means them, but not their clothing. Says the Gemara, okay. Now, hold on 1 second. We're learning out over here, either from Korach or from Bnei Aaron. Why don't we learn out the idea of Sreifa from Parman and Israfim, the bulls that we learned earlier, that they're the ones who got burnt up over there. It's talking about a par helim davish atzibar, a par kol mashiach, that gets all burnt up. So malahol and sreifa mamish, afkan sreifa mamish, just like that was straight up sreifa, here also is sreifa mamish. Right, so Rashi says most of Rashi brings from Daf Mem Beis the Par Mishofim Par Helam Davish Atzibar Par Koy Mashiach Shem Nachal Menel Nishofim Kedushiv Hosi is called a Par Bichus Samachan and it gets totally burnt up. So I don't learn there also and learn to hear that if you have this Basco and his Mizana or anyone's Chayiv Shreifa, they get burnt up entirely. And for the Gemara, no Mistabra Me Adam Havelin Meila. It makes more sense to learn it out from a person. You know why? Because we got four comparisons: Shekain, Adam. Right, the Korach and Bnei Aaron, this people also, but the bulls are not that, and therefore linked to people. Chote, a sinner, Bnei Aaron and Korach also, they were the sinners, but the bulls themselves, the Parim, they didn't do anything wrong. Neshama, right, so what happens is, by Korach and Aaron, they lost the neshama, but the bulls and the, you know, Parim over there, they were shechted first, and therefore the burning didn't cause it, and Pigal. There's no pigle in all the people's circumstances, and there is when it comes to the animals. So there's four reasons they're compared. Because you compare them in two ways, machshir and lidoros. That is, says Rashi, machshir sreifas based in machshir hechshir mitzvas hamakom v'chein parman nisrafim aval sreifa dahani labi de adam havashi kamuham mitzvas hamakom. That is that when it comes to the burning, burn baby burn, and you know of a person and that of the paranis, the par elam dover, etc., the par mashiach. That's what God said to do. When it comes to Korach and the kids of Aaron, though, that was done by Hashem himself, and therefore it's a different type. And Lidoros, also that, when it comes to like the every other case besides Aaron and Korach, it's Lidoros. But Aaron and Korach is not Lidoros, it's only for that particular time, so you can't learn out. And for the Gemara, Hanach Nefishin, well, the other one has four comparisons to the last two, so we go with that. Mandi Alabad is Korach, my time of Leal of Mibid Aaron, the one who learned from Korach, why didn't learn from Aaron? Who's straight from Mamashav? He said, because they were completely burnt. Why didn't learn from there? The whole thing gets burnt up, the whole body. Harav Nachman, Rabbi Ravu, Amar Karav, Hafta Lecha Kamocha, Pasuk says, Hafta Lecha Kamocha, Baralo Misi Yafa, take a Misi Yafa, that's not a Misi Yafa to go to the burn up a person's whole body. Why do I need a gzeira shava? Rav Nachman just says, prick the ice is bista. And for the Gemara, I love gzeira shava, the havamina sreifas neshama v'guf kayam lav serfi klal. I would have thought this is not called a sreifa at all, just to buy the neshama without the guf. Rashi says, but based on sreifa ksif, v'yata rishai livra lo zu she'ena kriya sreifa. Can't do this. It's not called sreifa. Very nice. You pour molten lead down his throat, but that's not called sreifa. Therefore, you need a gzeira shava to teach us this concept. V'yimishom after the rech kamocha lafish le chavili zmoros keichidil sefak da'agal. Right? If not, in order to do Vata Chimocha, I would have said that to minimize the pain, they've put a lot of branches there, so it'll burn it very quickly. Kamash one therefore comes to tell you that no, it's the inside, and that's considered Sreifa, that's what we do. Ukvar ayu Moshe ve'Aaron malchin baderech. Once upon a time, Moshe ve'Aaron mekohanav. Rashi says, I did the ayu b'bnei Aaron. Once we talk about b'nei Aaron, tana le'hachal ha'shminan b'shvil shayu mevakshin tzrara v'rabbanus mesu. What happened? Why is it that they were killed in the first place? What did they do? Ukvar ayu Moshe ve'Aaron malchin baderech. They were walking on the way. And Vinova view Malchin Becharin, none of you, Bnei Aaron were walking beside behind them. V'chol Yisrochim and all of Israel behind them. I'm a lone of a view, none of a set of view. Him say, Musa Shezakim Alulu. What are they going to Musu? L'chisha Yamusu. What are they going to die? Vanivata Nandigas Ador. We're going to go and lead the generation. I'm a lone of a coach, Baruch Hu. Hanira Mikovesbi. Let's see who's going to bury who. I'm a papa, Haina Da Vinci. You know, this is like the old saying that people say. That nefishe gamle save de teine mashche dehugne. There are many old camels that are carrying the bodies of younger ones. Right? Says Rashi, harbe gamalim zakenim shetuunin oros gamalim yonke yonkin shemesu. Yeah, in other words, many people, you know, they're outliving the other ones. That's what Hashem is saying back. Beep, turn the page. No base, one base. Lema Talmud Chacham Domin Lefne Amaretz. What's a Domin Chacham compared in front of an Amaretz? Says Rashi, Mishum Da'ar Ba'ad this Korach. This is because of the Torah. They explain this. Why? Shahayu Tamil Chachamim. They were Tamil Chachamim. Kedach Sev. Nesiyei Eda Kriyei Moed. Anche Shem. Val Shem Shepitam. Also, Rasha kishenagu mimono hekila be'enav lasiyam lahachzik yado machlokas v'mer b'kodesh b'chol. Unbelievable concept that the Gemara is telling us over here. How was it that what is it that they looked at him like? These people that Korach got involved, they're big Talmid Chacham. So how did he get them? Because what does Talmid Chacham look like in front of an Amaretz? B'tchila dom l'kiton shozav. In the beginning, they looked like a kiton shozav. They looked like this amazing golden jug. Says Rashi, that what we're talking about, ba'odo misnaig b'chvodo shein tzarech lo yoka be'enav. And that is, when the Talmid Chacham doesn't accept anything from this person. He's looked at a very chashev person. Siper himenu dom lekiton shel kesef. Once he starts to talk with him, you know, just schmooze him a little bit. And he, look, he's like any other person. Like imagine someone already looking at this big Talmid Chacham. Talmid Chacham doesn't even talk to him. So quick, well, it's a chashev guy. He talks to him. He's like a silver jug. Nanim himenu dom lekiton shel cheres. Once he accepts a matana from him, gets enough from him, then he looks at him like pottery. Kevin Chinishpar, Shuv in Latakana. And once it's broken, it can never be repaired. Therefore, he no longer has the respect of that person. He lost it. Unbelievable lesson. Not to accept gifts from, you know, these rich people, Amaratsim, whatever it is. You go, all of a sudden they look down at you. Says Gemara, Imrsa Bas, Tale Bas Koin, Shazinta Avai. Imrsa, she was a daughter of Tali, was a Kohen's daughter. And she was Mizana. Akfa Rav Chama Bar Tuvia Chavili's Moses Rafas. What Rav Chama Bar Tuvia did? Rashi says that Rav Chama Bedoris Achronim Haya Kishar Maroim. He's part of the Maroim, right? This is after the destruction of Bayis Sheni. So what does he do? He surrounds her with all these bundles, all these branches. And he burnt her. Amar Rav Yosef, Ta Betarti. You made a mistake in two things. Ta Bedarav Masna. You made a mistake in the dinner of Masna that. You burned the wrong way, says Rashi. That is the Amr L'El, not Amr L'El. Sreifas Bezim Psila Shal Avar Avahi. right? You made a mistake. It's not done with burning with branches. It's with molten lead. V'tal b'detanya, you made a mistake with the following b'risa. Ubasa l'kohanim l'vim v'l'shofet asher yeh b'yom meim. And you go and you bring him to the judges, l'vim, you know, the kohanim, the judges, the people in those days, kohanim are connected and is coming to teach you that b'zman sheyesh kohen yesh mishpat. When there's a kohen who's doing that vote in the b'sam migdash, then there's mishpat. So it's not shein kohen and mishpat. When there's no kohen, then there's no mishpat. So number one, you did the wrong way of the death penalty. Number two, the fact that you did the death penalty in the first place, we don't have to be some English, we don't do that. Oh, my Rabbi, Elos, Rabbi Tzadik, Ma'isab, Bas Kohen, Shizinta. There was a story about Bas Kohen, she was a Mizane, and they burned her alive, and they said that's because they were at Stukim. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Bezdin, Shal Stukim, I've read the next part of Mishnah. So it says that it was a Bezdin of Stukim, and therefore they didn't learn the Gzer Shava of Srefa Srefa. They took it literally, and therefore you don't have a Raya from there. Right, it says Rashi, Mishadosh and Mikra, Kisav, they look exactly as it's written. Frankly, Hachi Amar Luhu, Hachi Adule. That's what Reloza said, the Chum, and that's what they said back. For a time, when the Bible said they said differently. Amar Reloza Rabbi Tzadok, Zechoranik, Sisi, Tidok, Murkav, Ksef, Shabbat. I remember when I was a little kid and I was riding my father's shoulders, Vavu, Bas Kohen, Shazinta, and they brought up Bas Kohen, was Mazana, Vikifu, Chavili, Swan, Sisarfu, and they brought up these branches, they burned her. Amar Luhu, they said back to him, Katan, he said, you were a Katan. Vain, Mivi, and Raya, we didn't bring a Raya from a Cotton. So which one was it that he's this whole story over here, or because of the Stukim shtickle? And the Gemara Shnei Ma'isim Havel. There were two stories that happened. Hi, Amar Lubereisha. Which one happened first? Ilim Alka Ma'isa Amar Lubereisha. If you want to say the first one came first, right? That Amar Lukishu Gadol V'lo Askechu Bei. Does it make sense that they like the one like of our Mishnah? Does it make sense that he said something? He was a gadol and said, we don't listen to you because they're at Stukim. And Amaluk Shu Katan, Askukube, and he's going to say, oh yeah, but when I was a Katan, I saw this, and they're going to listen to him. They don't listen when he's a gadol. Of course not when he's a Katan. Elohamer Lubereisha, rather, it's the other one that said first, the one when he was a little kid. From a late Katan, I said, you're a Katan. Ramaluk Shu Gadol said, no, but I was a gadol, I saw this. From a late Benisha, lo haya basin, shalosu shabaki. They weren't Pekin, rather, they were at Stukim. Stukim Nag Zaknex Heligamishta. We would Srefa, let's move on to Herig, Skila, Srefa, Herig, Chenek. Yeah. Herig is a Sayef, right? That's when they chop off with his head. They take with the sword, they chop it off. Mitzos Hanarag and Hayu Matisan Srosha Basayev Kedar Shamalchusosa. They would take a sword and chop off with his head like the Malchus did. Rabbi Huda says, now hold on a second, Nizolulo. And these are low. This is gonna be a Rashis Hashta Mashman Panisha Hargo Ma'umar Venofel. This is a Nevil, sorry. This is like a disgrace for him. You just chop his head, he falls to the ground. It's not good. Elamanichan is Rosho. Alasadon Vikovitz Kotsitz Vikopitz. You put his head down on a block, right? Says Asadon is eighths of a thick piece of wood, Takua Ba'aretz, Kamo, Shalom the Fachim, like the blacksmith would use. And they go and they chop it off with an axe. Armalo, Ein Misa Nuvelis Mizu. So there's no death that's more disgraceful than that. Right, because chopping with an axe, not like a, you know. Anyway, says the Gemara Tanya, Amar Lan Rabbi Huda lechachamim, Afan Yodeh Shemisa Nuvelis. I also know that when I sit with the knife, it's going to be nuvelis because the head's going to be chopped off, the body's going to fall. Maya, so which I do? Shari Amu Torah b'chukosem l'selechu. The Torah said, oh, my bad. Rabbi Yehuda, who says to do it with the axe, he's just spying them. And he says, okay, I know that it's like, you know, manuvel, you know, that you're going out and you're chopping his head off with an axe and it's the worst. I got it. Avamaz, what can I do? Shari Amar Torah, you can't go the ways of the Goyim. And that's the way that they did it with the sword, so therefore we can't use a sword. For Rabbanon, I want to say, Kivan deksev sayef be'oraisa, since when it talks about beheading, it talks about sayef, it mentions the word of a knife in the Torah, right? We know we find it by Irni Dachas. It says that you use the edge of the sword, that's how you kill it. Hakes, hakes, yoshua, ir, ahi, lefi, cherev, use a sword. Right, so we have Saif in the Torah. So lo minayu kagamina. We're not learning it from the Goyim, and therefore there's no problem. Chosikim osalechu. If you don't say that, then hada tanya surfin ala malachim v'lo medache amori. That which you said that we learned in the Bryce. So we burn the stuff that belongs to a king. Rashi says as the king shemesu mitasan v'klei tashmishan. Ve'ein behen mishum darkei amori. We go and we burn all of his stuff. It's not called darkei amori. Hey, chisavin, how could we do that? Torah says don't go walk in their ways. That's what they used to do back in the day. Since we have the idea of the burning written in the Torah, Yosef, as it says by Tzidkio HaMelech, uvimisrifos avosecha, right, it says over there, and like the fires for your fathers, what came before you, says the pasuk, that's what's going to do for you. Also, going to bring yourself. Lav minayu kugminus. So we're not learning from the goyim, so there's no issue of b'suchukusayim lo salechu. V'halchanam, and here also, kevin d'ksev, saifa raisa, lav minayu kugminus. Therefore, there's not a problem of using the sword. That which we learned, we're going to see later on a Mishnah of Elohim and Naharagin. These are the ones that are Naharagin from, you know, they were killed through Saif. Haritzeach, someone's a murderer. V'anshe yirnidachas, bishlam yirnidachas k'sivu l'fi charev. It says according to the sword. Elo Ritzeach minon. How do we know that Ritzeach, he also gets by the sword. Ditan, you will learn to the Mishnah. Nakom yi nakem. Right? It's talking about over here, the pasuk is that if chiyake ish es avdov, someone smites his eved osamaso b'shevet umeis tachas yado nakom yinakem. So if you go out and you hit your slave, your maidservant with a rod, and he dies under your hand, then he shall be avenged. We're talking about eved kenani over here. That he's chayav in mitzos, right? So therefore, like the level of a woman, right? She's nakomi nakeim b'maka avdo kenani umeis tachas yado da'avi b'misas bezin. Mishum, right? If one did that to your slave, they chayav misas bezin. The eved shayach b'mitzos sheisha noeges ben. The eved shayach b'mitzos sheisha noeges ben. He's chayav b'mitzos the women are chayav in. So it says Gemara, nekima zu eni yodei amau. This type of this vengeance, I don't understand exactly what is it. What is the nekima? How is it done? Kishuomer vevisi aleichem cherev nokemis nekam bris. When it says, I'm going to bring a sword avenging the vengeance of my covenant, haviomer nekima zusayef. We see that nekima is the idea of sayef, of a sword. Ve'emer debar is le'mivras. Hold on, maybe let's say it means that he should be stabbed. Says Rashi, toko bebitno, stick into his stomach, over groin or his throat. Kamo barzit dechavisa. Right? In a, like a faucet in a barrel. You stick it right in, you stab it right in. Maybe that's what it is. Now the fi charev ksiv, but the pasuk says by the yirnidachas the charev, and that's clearly in the way that's done over there. It's in a way, says Rashi, pipio shel charev means the sides of the charev. Shnei tzadim mikanu mikan. The ksiv charev pipios alma treininu. There's two of them. And therefore, it can't be from the tip when you're stabbing. I have aimed David Leg Gistra. Why don't we say it means that he goes and rashes Chokul or Kulushnaim, that going into his lengthwise, he cut him in half. I mean, that's what it means. But then you're using PPOs. That's clearly not a Misa Yafa when you're cutting the guy in half. Ask him to cut it when you're butterflying this person. So we find the makor for off with his head. Somebody killed a slave. Bar Chorin minolin. What about if you go ahead and you killed a Bar Chorin? Says Rashi. The loksiv be elamisa stam. V'chol misa stam chenekhu. Minolin b'sayif. A regular misa stam is going to be chenek. It's the lowest level. Skila sveif her chenek. And therefore, when you say misa without explaining it, we do the minimal one of that. So how do you know that that's also going to be with sayif? Says Gemara v'lav kavachomu. If you kill a slave with a saif, bar chorin bechenek, you want to see someone who's a free man should be a less severe level? Like it's more chamor when you kill somebody who's a free man than if you kill an eved. So if you're getting one level there, it's going to be at least that level. You're not going to go level down. Says Gemara, honey, chalaman darmer chenek kal. That makes sense. Quote when it says the chenek is lower. Chalaman darmer chenek chamor ma'i galamayri. We say chenek is a higher level. So how? How do we know? Maybe it actually means chenek. Says Gemara, nafkalim of the time, from the Braisa. You shall purge the innocent blood from your mikir becha, from your midst. This is after Egla Arufa. Hokshu kol shofchei damim leg Arufa. Mal holim besayef ben etzavar. Just like by the Egla Rufa, it's with a sword and from the neck. Afkam b'saif ben etzavar. It's a sword and from the neck. Savar Rashi says, bin agarun. In fact, Gemara Yimah l'holam b'kofetz b'mimul arif. Okay, well, that was done with an axe and it's done with the back of the neck. Afkam b'kofetz b'mimul arif. There, you should do it like this also. Amar nachman amar rabbi b'vu amar kral. V'yahavda l'reyecha akam ocha. Bar lo misa yafeh. Therefore, no, you don't do it over there. But rather, you do a misa yafeh. That's not going to be coming from the back in an axe. Okay, says the next Mishnah.
Mitzvah sanechinakin. What about strangulation? This is what we do. Hayu mishakin osob zevel shalom kusav. Again, they put him into manure up into his knees into fertilizer. And again, they put a harsh scarf inside a soft one and put it around his neck. And each one pulls from either side. Achin nafshiotis, until the soul leaves him, until he dies from strangulation. Says Gemara Tanu Rabbanan. We're going to darsh in this whole pasuk, so it's important to read it. The pasuk says, "V'isha she'yinaf es eishes ish," a man who has adultery with a married woman. Again, ish she'yinaf es eishes ish she'yinaf es eishes re'eyu, the wife of his friend. Mos yumas hanoif ve'hanoefes. Says the Gemara, "Ish prat tana rabbanan, ish prat lekatan." That's excluding a katan. That if it's just a lad, then the din wouldn't apply. A katan, if he's involved with the gilui raos. Asher yinaf es eishes ish prat l'eishes katan. If he's married to a katan, then also wouldn't be killed for that. Rashi says, "Hashmina the katan ain lo kedushin." Eishes re'eu prat l'eishes acherim, excluding his friend, eishes acherim, meaning if it's a guy. Hashmina she'ein, Rashi says, "Hashmina she'ein kedushin l'gai." Me'acha tepek lan. And this is what we learn now from everywhere. Most yumas they shall be killed. Bechenek means through chenek. Ator bechenek or in ele beachas mikol misas arim b'torah. Maybe you know one of the other misas that are written in the Torah. Amar, he said that. Kol vakim semer misa b'torah stam. Whenever it says it's stam, and say what it is. Ein Torah shai lamoshka lahachmir ale ele lahakale. You can't go be machmir. You got to be maker. You got to be the most maker of them all. Says Rashi of Elul Hakel Em. The Kaman refers to Arba Mises Kesidrim Gemara Gamarlu. This is we learn this as a tradition to Rabbi Yishai Misina. Vekirin the Chena Kala Mikulam. It's the most Kala of all them. Akarcha Nasna Lechay Vemisos Hastumim. Those things are just Hastam. Shari In Lachakarch Lachme Aleim Sheminayin Lachal Ledunam Bichamura. You have no right to go and to give them even more. Shema Lonis Chayvim. Then Chay with it. Therefore, you give them the most make one. Divi Rabbi Yoshia. That's Rabbi Yoshia says. Rabbi Yonis and Omer Lomi Bnei Kala. As we're going to see in a moment, because he actually holds a Rav Shimon, and he says it's Sreifa, Skila, Chenek, Hereg. In other words, Chenek is number three, it's not number four. And therefore, that's not the reason you get Chenek, not because of Mikala. Ela Komisha Murbatora Stam, Eno El Chenek, it's Chenek. It's going to be Chenek. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Nemer Misa B'de Shamayim, V'Nemer Misa B'de Adam. We have something known as Misa B'de Shamayim, says Rashi V'yom as Gam Oso. V'nemer misa stam b'dei adam. What are we talking about over here? This is talking about vayira be'ini Hashem asher also v'yom eskamu. Or this is Aaron Onin, the children of Yehuda. They did a method of tashmish of zoreh b'fnim v'dosh. Dosh b'fnim v'zoreh b'chutz. A tashmish they pulled out and they both died. So v'nemer misa b'dei shamayim v'nemer misa b'dei adam. Right, speaks up Misa B'dei Adam also. Reshes V'yamas Gam Asuv and Emer Misa Stam B'dei Adam. Ma Misa Mur B'dei Shamayim Misa Shem Baroshem. Just like Misa B'Shamayim, there's no Rosh. Reshes is Ein Bo Chaburu of Hashem, and the person just dies. Afri Samur B'dei Adam Misa She'ein Bo Roshem. Has to be that one also, and therefore it comes out to Chenek. You see, there's no marks that are left afterwards. You strangle the person, and then you walk away, and it goes away. Vemisrefa, maybe it means Srefa, because when you go and you burn, you don't see also anything on the outside, only inside. Midam Rachmana Baskoin Bisrefa, Mechlal the Hala Basrefa. Since the Torah says that a Baskoin is done by Srefa, so we can learn out that when it's not a Baskoin is doing it, is not done by Srefa. It says Rashi, Midam Rachmana Baskoin, Shazinta Bisrefa, Mechlal the Basisra, La Bisrefa, Elkachmos Yumas Anoif, Akain, Chenek, who must be talking about Chenek. Beep, turn the page. Nun gimel malaf. Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan makes sense. Rabbi Yochanan ki dekama farish every time. Like Rabbi explained this pshat. Ela le Rabbi Yoshia. I mean, my dikah chenek b'olam. He says, how do we know that chenek even exists at all? Maybe there's only skila, sreifa, and herig. Maybe there is no chenek at all. Says Rashi that b'misas bezin dilba ein misas bezin ela sholosh kalosh ben b'sayif. Emasayif, let's never say me my deka chenek b'olam emasayif, and therefore you should kill him with sayif, not chenek. Amarava, Arba Mises Gomar Gamilu. That's a halacha Moshe Misinai that we know that that's actually true. That there exists four of them. That's why he says chenek was the lower one. Now, just go back to something which we said we explained already. My lomu b'nei shikala when. when Rav Yonasan says, no, not because he says Rav Yosha, it's not because it's the most kal of those things that we give chenek. There's another reason why he gives his own reasoning. So what's the machlokes? He holds like Rav Shimon in our Mishnah that the order is that Srefa Skila Chenek Hereg, and therefore he said it's not the most kal of them, as opposed to Rav Yosha holds like the Chacham that says Skila Srefa Hereg Chenek, the Chenek is the most kal of all of them. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to tell you all a great, great day.